Source of all, this is my third attempt at a prayer. The first two revealed to me that I am angry, which I didn't realize until I just couldn't bend my prayers into what I thought they should be. What is wrong with us? How can we be so depraved and cruel? How is it that we do not learn? How can we not have become better than this? How will we ever get better than this? Why is it taking so long? Why must so many people suffer while we still refuse to value each other, to free each other, to lift each other? How is it that we are so beautiful and so ugly, so blessed, and so cursed? Refugees continue to flee for their lives to nations where they know nothing and no one, not even the language. And people within these nations of refuge point fingers and name the refugees as the threat, the problem, the illness, not the symptom, the danger, and not the victims. Undocumented immigrants risk everything, including death, to come here to this land that prides itself on opportunity and peace and plenty, and we meet them with distrust and condemnation and imprisonment and expulsion and estrangement, sometimes permanent isolation from their families. Children are real beyond all lies, we sing. The gun lobby lures and bribes and strong arms our representatives into silence and ignorance and defensiveness and hypocrisy, and worst of all, the dissemination of more guns, while our people, our children, are slaughtered. Violence is fashionable, sexism is ubiquitous and entrenched, racism is fatal and defiant. Russia is pulling our strings, and we are rolling back commitments to safeguard our planet and its climate and its resources and its future. Oh, my blood boils and my hands shake and my mind vibrates with energy and urgency. So. Let me lay my anchor aside, fold it carefully with my rageful hands, and I will take it out later, rant and rend it later, give it to you, source of all, if you are there to receive it later. But now, let us pray our grief for all those who have died in fear and horror. Let us pray our hope for those whose lives hang in the balance now. Even as we breathe in this moment, may they breathe, and may they recover, and may they live. Let us pray for those who have just lost someone they love. May they be held in their grief. Let us pray for those on a boat that is tossing in a bitter sea today or tomorrow. Let us pray for those crossing a freezing desert today or tomorrow. Let us pray for those in detention. Let us pray for those in hiding and in sanctuary. Let us pray for our military, embroiled in conflicts that have no end, and for the nations and people where our military is, that peace, some hopeful peace, may yet be found by miracle and wisdom. Let us pray for all those whose bodies have been violated, knowing that every time their souls are violated also. Let us pray for all people who are vulnerable because of the color of our skin, and let us pray for the many law officers who struggle with their own perceptions, with the ways they are perceived, who seek to serve and keep the peace. We pray that everyone survives, every single one, every person in peril, every child, every youth, every soul, every parent and grandparent, every soul. And may we understand that our prayers are not enough. May our own growing awareness of their courage and desperation become action. Action that helps everyone be met with safety and warmth and respect, recognized as kindred, our own family. May we not pray for intervention or salvation or completion or redemption, those tired prayers that assume saving is someone else's work, only God's work. May we instead understand that we cannot be saved by or for anyone or anything but each other. Each other is what we are given, and it is all that will save us. This planet is all that we have, and all that will save us. Our own honor is all that we have, and all that will save us. Each other's humanity is all that we have, and all that will save us. All that we are, all we will be known for, all we will be judged by, all that will intervene for us, save us, complete us, redeem us, is us.